keeping us safe. That's the job of Nevada's next Attorney General. The conservative choice, Wes Duncan. Duncan served in Iraq, where he helped prosecute terrorists in Baghdad, and still serves his country today as a JAG officer in the Air Force Reserves. Duncan was a criminal prosecutor and first assistant attorney general for Adam Laxalt. The choice of law enforcement. Sheriffs and district attorneys across Nevada have endorsed Wes Duncan. Attorney General Laxalt endorsed Wes Duncan because he will fight for our constitutional rights and keep our communities safe.
I'm Wes Duncan. Iraq was a defining moment in my life. The country was extremely dangerous. The rule of law had completely broken down. It made me realize if you don't have safety and security, nothing else matters. I'm running for Attorney General to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family.
Fighting for a safer Nevada. Republican Wes Duncan for Attorney General.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song in just a bit. First though, Jimmy Vega is a candidate for North Las Vegas Constable. And we all know what cops do. I think everybody has a handle on Metro Police here in Las Vegas or outstate other local law enforcement. We all know what they do. But when you ask somebody on the street, oh, what does the constable do? And they have absolutely no clue. That's why we've got Jimmy Vega on. He's a candidate for North Las Vegas Constable, and he joins us in studio, no less. Okay, so what does a constable do? Well, how's it different than say, a Metro policeman?
Well, first, good morning, Kevin. Thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on. So the constable... You know, I was asked that so much that I created a video, put it on my website. And basically, a constable is the civil law, what the sheriff and the chief of police are to criminal law. Now, we all go through the academy, we learn criminal law, but civil law is very much different than criminal law. So what a constable does is we would serve evictions, subpoenas, complaints, civil bench warrants. An example that I use on my website is you sue somebody. You know how many times people say, well, sue me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you sue someone. You go to the judge, you go to the court, and you get a judgment on it. So you bring that judgment to the constable's office, and we will enforce that judgment. Now, we've served, since I've been a deputy constable for almost a decade, we've served property seizures from $10,000 all the way up to, what was our largest one that I did, was almost $10 million.
Wow.
And so what we would do is we would come in and force. We would show up with moving trucks, tow trucks, a locksmith, and we would go in and seize either the person's business or property in their home. Take that, and we would have that sold in auction until we've collected the money that's owed to you.
Let me ask you, does anybody, I imagine there are going to be people out there who are not going to give up their property easily. Do you ever have to fight with people? Do you ever have to bring a show of force?
We do show of force. We show up with a lot of deputies. So at the same time we're going to their home, we're also sending deputies to their banks and seizing their accounts. But when it comes down to that, I think people don't feel that we're law enforcement until the handcuffs come out. And
you have arrest powers.
Absolutely.
Let me just ask you, because I know this comes up a lot in family law. that a judge rules a certain way. You got to pay $450 a month in child support, and you got to pay this for alimony. Do you do much in the family court area?
No, not really.
Of actually enforcing a judge's edict, a judge's judgment.
Well, if it's a bench warrant, yes. As far as collections, only if they come and they utilize, if the client wants to utilize the constable's office. But as far as for family court, no.
Again, Jimmy Vega joining us, candidate for North Las Vegas constable. That is doing some research. In looking back, there have been politicians in our state who want to abolish the office of constable. Mm-hmm. Has that quieted down now? I know a couple of four months ago, everybody was hot to trot, and you had politicians, especially here in Southern Nevada, talking about eliminating some of these constable positions. Has that come and gone?
That has. They had a hearing, commissioner's hearing, a little bit over a month ago, and they decided at that time to not abolish it. And here's where my opinion on that is: if that person in office makes a mistake, if they're the ones who are at fault, punish the individual. Why punish the entire office? If that was the case, the county commissioners would have been abolished itself. So, because they've had some issues in the past also. So, but I believe the county commissioners recognized that in that discussion that day, and they decided not to abolish.
You run for election, but you're essentially accountable to the public.
Absolutely.
How does that work? Who do you really work for?
Well, you work for the people. The people are the ones that hire the constable's office. So as far as I, as the elected constable works for the Clark County. They're on a payroll. But as far as the deputies themselves, no, they're paid by service. So it's no expense of the taxpayer.
Okay. So in essence, you pay for yourself.
Correct.
That's not bad. Tell me what's the skill set that you look for in a constable? For an attorney general, you can say, well, he's a good litigator, or he knows his way around courts. Okay, that's one thing. But from a constable perspective, what's the skill set we should be looking for?
Well, one, they'd have to be post-certified, Nevada post-certified, either post-1 or post-2.
Explain what that means.
Well, they'd have to go to an academy, a police academy, number one. They'd have to complete the police academy. Then, as far as I'm concerned, if I was elected, they have to go through a background check. They'd have to go through a polygraph. You know, it's just, they're law enforcement officers. We're putting a badge on them and putting them out in the street. So, you know, we need quality individuals.
Now, if you're a constable and you see a crime committed, can you arrest somebody?
Yes.
On the spot, or do you need a metro officer, for instance, in Southern Nevada? Would you need a metro officer to actually facilitate the arrest?
No, if there's a crime in progress and we're there, we could make the arrest.
Wow. Let me just ask you, as far as your opponents, this is one of those elections where a lot of stuff gets thrown around. Are your opponents post-certified?
I believe all of our post-certified except for the incumbent. He is not post-certified.
So explain to me how somebody is elected if they're not post-certified. I thought that was almost a prerequisite.
You would think, right? That's the problem that's been the issues with constables is that how do we elect someone with no military or law enforcement background? I don't understand it. But yes, it's a requirement that the incumbent failed to do.
I want to take you into biographical only because it's probably what we should always do at the front end of an interview. I like to do it further in. Tell me about yourself, about your background, your post certification, all of that. Give me the biographical on okay. Jimmy Vega.
So, I've been a deputy constable for almost a decade. I've also served in the United States Navy for 24 years. I'm still serving today in the reserves. I'm also a small business owner. I've owned an insurance agency for over 22 years. And I am a Nevada Category 1 peace officer.
And then that brings us to the point, if you wanted, you could probably get on at Metro. They're always looking for officers. why not go that route? Why go the constable route? What is it about this job that attracts you?
Well, my whole reasoning for putting my name in the hat to run for this race was the fact that due to the fact that the incumbent failed to go to the police academy or didn't make it to the police academy, and it was an integrity issue. The academy's hard enough with the physical challenges and the academic challenges, but to me it's just a slap in the face to any law enforcement, any firefighter, any man or woman who has joined the U.S. military to earn their prospective titles of soldier, sailor, airman, Coast Guardsman, or Marine, that someone should just slide by and say, you know, I'm special. I don't want to do this. I enjoy the civil law part of it, and not everybody does. But you know, the bad part about this is, you know, the worst part about the job are evictions, right? So with the especially for me, what I hold dear are veterans. So, and you always notice a veteran. They're always wearing that ball cap that depicts what branch of service they're in or what conflict they served in. And so, you know, it's for me to have to evict a veteran, it's painful. So if I get elected, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a pamphlet that states, do you need to find a new place or a new home? Call us now. And my deputies will serve that when they're serving a notice of eviction, a five-day notice of eviction. They're going to post that. Now, it's up to that individual to make the phone call. That way, when we have to come back 5 days later to serve the letter of the law, that they're not there. They've already got some help, and we don't have to throw them out in the street. I have a lot of background with veterans. I serve on a board called Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, VA Rep. And basically what we do is we fundraise all year. And then we get homes donated to us from financial institutions like Bank of America, Wells Fargo. But they come to us in, you know, not really good shape. So we use that money, and we refurbish the home, and a lot of time with our own sweat and tears. And then a nominated veteran goes through a vetted process, and that person who's chosen receives a mortgage-free home. So I've been doing that for 5 years.
That is incredible.
Thank you.
That is amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's gratifying. But I've made these connections. I have the resource to help these veterans. So, I, you know, that's my little part that I can do in battling veteran homelessness in North Las Vegas.
Let me ask you. I know we've got all kinds of problems, MS-13. I want to ask you about law enforcement in general. Are we winning that war? Are we losing the war? Or is it a standoff right now? But we've got all kinds of things going on out there. And we hear the president talk about it a lot. Can you talk a little bit about law enforcement in general and the daily challenge that's out there for guys like you?
Well, you know, what I can say about that is that the men and women in law enforcement, it's not an easy job. It's a tough job, especially if you don't have the backing of the community. So, you know, all I could say to everyone out there is appreciate those men and women who are serving in law enforcement, Metro, North Las Vegas PD, Henderson PD. I mean, every agency that's out there. There's so many agencies. It's not an easy job. So, you know, walk up and shake that person's hand and say, you know, thank you. We appreciate you. That goes a long way.
Again, Jimmy Vega joining us, running for constable in North Las Vegas. And very, you can take as much time as you want on this. Talk a little bit about the incumbent, and is there an area where the incumbent's not getting it done? Whenever you say, well, I'm better than the guy that's in there now, but you gotta cite some facts, and you gotta be able to say, well, this isn't getting done, that isn't getting done, crime rate's going up, whatever it is. What's wrong with the incumbent and in tandem, why Jimmy Vega?
Well, besides the fact that how do you run a law enforcement agency without having any law enforcement background? That's number one. I think that what he's trying to do and saying, hey, I'm special, I shouldn't have to go to the academy, and because after, you know, he sued the county after the Clark County Commissioners tried to remove him when he failed to meet the sit-up requirements for the academy. And as far as his the office, you know, if it, myself, I would grow the office as far as deputies. I understand that When they're serving evictions, if they go into a hairy situation, they're calling North Las Vegas PD for backup, which I think takes away from what their job is. You should have enough deputies to where you can call backup from your own department, within your own department. So I would create a larger department of that. I would hire veterans. I would hire people who are bilingual. That's number one. I mean, I think pulling away from your local North Las Vegas PD is wrong.
It's going to be interesting to see because we are right now in early voting. And we've been advocating for the last few days since Saturday that the importance of early voting. And, of course, Election Day is June 12th. If folks want to help your campaign, if they want to put somebody in that is post-certified, what can they do? How can they help you at this late date?
Well, you know,
is it yard signs still? Is it walking neighborhoods? What?
You know, walking neighborhoods is I enjoy doing that. My campaign consultant / manager Cassie Bulin laughs at me. She says, you know, most candidates don't like doing that, but you know, I really enjoy doing that. I like hearing whether it's positive or negative. Tell me what's going on. Well, how do you feel? And I've gotten a very positive response. I mean. There's a lot of good people out there, and very truthful. They'll let you know. I've had people question me on the spot, why you? And I appreciate that.
Let me ask you, if folks do want to reach out, how do they do it? How do they? Is there an address or a phone number?
Sure. So my website is JimmyVega4Constable.com. My Facebook page is JimmyVega4FOR. North Las Vegas Constable. My email address is jimmy@jimmyvega.com.
And folks in North Las Vegas can vote for you.
Absolutely, yes.
Outstanding. Jimmy, absolutely. Always good to see you, man. Thanks so
you
much
too.
For coming in. I appreciate it. And good luck on June 12th.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Jimmy Vega running for Constable North Las Vegas. Good guy. Stick around. More to do. We'll try and get to some calls, and we'll have some fun. We'll also have the Friday song, hopefully, in a little bit as we continue live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges. Yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for open seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan LaFever. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan LaFever is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan LaFever believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan LaFever. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan LaFever, to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan LaFever.
Paid for by LaFever for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, CC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. I'm a proud supporter of President Trump and his America First agenda. We've seen great improvements in our economy and many successes overseas. You need a congressman who will work with our president to keep us going in the right direction. I will be that congressman who focuses solely on you as we work to keep America great. Please vote in the primary election, and when you do, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. You know what it's time for now.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday.
Come on, everybody.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the time of the week when we don't just come to work. We celebrate.
Hey.
It's Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. Kelly McEnany, RNC spokesperson, will be joining us from our nation's capital. Amazing new economic numbers to talk about. We will get to that. Also, where do we stand on a summit with Kim Jong-un? Is it on again or off again? It seems like every 24 minutes, the status changes. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Oh, and we'll talk about Samantha Bee as well. As we continue live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. Great communities like Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Ely, Battle Mountain, Amargosa Valley, you name it, we got it. It is live and local now. And joining us now, Kayleigh McEnany, RNC spokesperson, who joins us on a regular basis, and I'm so glad she does. First of all, Kayleigh, this was an amazing economic report, another really positive job report. How good was it?
Oh, it was huge. It was 233,000 jobs created in May. What is very exciting is that African-American unemployment, which was already at a historic low, reached a yet a new historic low, narrowing the gap between black and white unemployment, which is a pretty extraordinary accomplishment. This president is a jobs president, and that becomes clear every single month as we see the new unemployment rate, this time 3.8%.
Again, Kayleigh McEnany joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Despite this, Democrats are still attacking him, yet they have yet to find any kind of Russian collusion. What's going on? Are they ever going to give up the ghost?
I don't think so. They're dead set on this Russia collusion narrative, and there is no evidence of that. And that's why I think you have this scramble to come up with literally anything they can come up with, because this was always an evidence-free conspiracy theory, one that had no basis in truth. You know, Robert Mueller's reviewed 1.4 million pages of documents from the campaign, 20,000 pages of White House documents, 37 witnesses from both, and yet nothing. But Democrats continue down this road, and it's not a very prosperous, fruitful message as we come to November.
Kayleigh, let me ask you, because the Samantha Bee thing has come up, and it seems as if there's an enormous double standard out there. How wide a gap is there between what we saw with Roseanne and say, Samantha Bee?
A pretty big double standard. You know, we saw two hateful comments this week, and one from Roseanne, another from Samantha Bee. One person gets fired immediately, swiftly. The other waits almost an entire day to issue an apology. And the network, Time Warner, rather, has to be called out by their own anchor, their own CNN anchor, John King, before they ever even issue an apology. She keeps her job. No consequences at all, no suspension, nothing. Big double standard. And Michelle Bee, she's a hateful provocateur. There's no place in society for using words like that.
If Roseanne should lose her job, and I'm not saying that she should have, should Samantha Bee be fired?
Oh, no doubt about it. I'll go farther than that. Not only should Samantha Bee be fired, but you should have the executive producer of her show be fired as well. The executive producer celebrated when these words were trending on Twitter. They were scripted. They were thought out. They were put in a teleprompter. So anyone who was involved with that act and okayed those words being uttered on TV should be fired along with Samantha Bee.
Kayleigh McEnany joining us, national spokesperson for the RNC, our eyes and ears in our nation's capital. Let me just ask you, the on-again, off-again North Korean summit, is it on again or off again?
Well, I think it appears it is on again. There are some very good signs. Number one, Mike Pompeo meeting yesterday with an individual from North Korea, the spy chief in North Korea, and we heard positive signs after that. We know a letter from Kim Jong-un is going to be making its way to the president. So these all seem to be encouraging signs, but I put an asterisk and a footnote because the North Koreans are unpredictable, haven't always been good faith negotiating partners, actually never have been, I should say. So the fact that we're where we are, where three hostages are released, we're on the edge of perhaps having this meeting, very encouraging signs. I think it will happen, but I think it will happen on the pace at which we know that they're serious and really are interested in denuclearization.
As you probably suspect, we've got the primary elections coming up June 12th. We're in the midst of early voting. A lot of people are saying, well, it's a midterm. There's no president on the ballot. Trump's not on the ballot. Although a lot of candidates are racing to embrace this president. Nobody is running away from this president in the state of Nevada. I wonder if you'd take just a minute, and I'll give you as much time as you want, why these midterms are so vitally important, why folks should get out and early vote, why they should come out on June 12th.
Oh, it's huge. You know, number one, you know, why are the primaries important? Because we need pro-Trump Republicans. We need individuals who are going to support this agenda with energy, with passion, with excitement. But even more than the primaries, it's November that matters. The Democrats are energized. They're militant. They're angry. They're ready to win. And if the Democrats take the House, we are in dire straits. We've already seen them peddle false collusion charges that don't exist. Well, those false charges, you know, who knows? They may even try to impeach the president based on nothing. But if they do have the votes to do it, I don't put it past Democrats to try. And then the Senate, of course, really important to expand that majority because we need to get past this filibuster where 51 votes is not enough to pass the president's agenda. We need 60 votes in the Senate.
And Kaylee, I've been preaching, maybe to the choir with our audience, but I've been preaching the idea that it's not enough just to send a Republican to Washington. We need to send the right kind of Republicans, those that embrace the America First agenda of Donald J. Trump.
I think you're exactly right. And you know, even though the RNC, we don't take positions in primaries, but I will lay down this generic rule, which I think is really important. We need Republicans that support this president. We have seen just a handful of Republicans, I'd even number it down to five, that have not been on the president's side. And Obamacare repeal and replace, that didn't happen because of one Republican who voted no. We need Republicans who vote yes, that support this president's agenda. No doubt about it. So important.
Kaylee, it's always fun to talk to you. You have a great weekend. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Anytime. You too.
Kaylee McEnany, national spokesperson for the RNC, joining us live and local now. One of the things we like to do is we like to provide you with a platform. Folks from all across the state of Nevada, to give you an opportunity to speak your mind. We call it Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. You might be thinking, oh great, another political commercial. And you know what? You're right. Who wants to hear from another blowhard politician on the radio going off on the promises they're going to break later anyway? Well, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story about a young man from a small town called Waynetown, Indiana. As a young man there, I learned the value of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending wisely. That's right, I learned conservative principles in that small town, and I proudly carried them with me ever since. Those conservative principles carried me through 35 years of service as a federal employee. It's one thing to know what goes into making a hot dog. It's quite another to see the actual consequences. What my beliefs did teach me was that instead of complaining about bureaucracy and red tape, I needed to find solutions. So that's what I did. I learned to navigate around the problems and solve things within the system and to develop the solutions that needed to get done. And that's what I plan to do in Carson City after I'm elected. I intend to help cut red tape and find solutions to our problems. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight against tax increases and excessive regulations that stifle the creation of businesses and force hardworking Nevadans to take a hit in their wages. I will never waver on the conservative principles that we share. And when the going gets tough, I will stand up for what's right. That's why on June 12th in the primary election, if you're tired of politics as usual and want to see a change, I encourage you to think big, vote small. Jim Small for Assembly District 2. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Coming up in the program, I'm going to let you hear both sides of the Samantha Bee argument. Now, there are people like me that say this woman should have been gone yesterday. But she's not. Roseanne is gone. Samantha Bee is vile. Now, does she have First Amendment rights? Of course she does. But already, last time I checked, two sponsors, that number may have gone up as of this morning. Allstate is one of them. That essentially bailed out on her. And there, I promise you, there will be more. There will be more of these. Stick around. I got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to some calls at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to hear from you on this whole Samantha Bee thing. But I'll also let you hear what the media is saying. And there are some on both sides of the argument. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Helgling, conservative candidate for State Senate District 8. I'm running because we need someone with courage to stand up to politicians and fight for you in Carson City. I'm a mother and a small business owner. I support school choice and ESA funding. I'll fight against tax increases. I'll fight against any attempt to bring sanctuary cities to Nevada. And I'll fight for your Second Amendment rights. On June 12th, vote for me, Elizabeth Hoegling, for State Senate District 8. For more information, go to elizabethfornevada.com, paid for by Friends of Elizabeth Hoegling.
Hello, I'm Judge Leon Aberstury, and I'm running for the Nevada Supreme Court, Seat C. Too many judges lose focus on the fact that they are public servants. The courtrooms provided by the citizens of the state of Nevada belong to the people of Nevada. Judges must remember that they preside over a courtroom. They do not own it. I, Judge Leon Aberstury, believe that the core mission of any court system is to resolve the problems that people bring to a court in a timely manner after giving the parties a fair opportunity to be heard. Judges must use common sense and apply the laws passed by the legislature. Appellate courts must respect the separation of powers and the roles of the legislature and executive branches. I believe that our courts should not lose focus on the fact that the courts are affecting real lives. Appellate judges should not rule in the abstract and must always consider the human impact their decisions will have. People deserve to have their cases treated with dignity. Please cast your vote for Judge Leon Aberstury. Paid for by the LA for Justice Campaign Fund.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their schools' education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare, and I'll fight all tax increases, because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget, it's how liberals will bankrupt hard-working Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform, now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget. Yeah, this is going to be big. Wayne Allen Root, a special Friday appearance. We've juggled the schedule a little bit this week for a variety of reasons. One of the things we're going to talk about is his new book deal. He's got a new book deal. And supposedly, it's going to come out before the general election. I'm not exactly sure when. Maybe Wayne will have a date for us. That'll be coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley meat markets. in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. And by the way, you want to save more money on real water? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. Wayne's a client. I'm a client. I just got the delivery yesterday. No, you save money on real water, and they bring it to your door. What could be better than that? Check it out. You can do it right now. Just do it on your smartphone. Realwaterhomedelivery.com. More and more families all across Southern Nevada are relying on realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay, I promise I'd let you hear maybe the best commentary belongs to SE Cup. Nobody watches HLN, so I keep track of it just in case something comes up. But I want you to listen to this rant yesterday by SE Cup on HLN going after both Disney and ABC after firing Roseanne.
Roseanne's canceled. Okay, who's next? The foul-mouthed and conspiratorial blurting is apparently contagious. Since Roseanne was canceled for her Twitter tirades against Valerie Jarrett, Chelsea Clinton, and George Soros, others have decided to tell Roseanne, here, hold my beer. Case in point, Sam B., comedian and host of TBS's Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Full disclosure, Time Warner is the parent company of both TBS and HLN. During an expletive-laden monologue on last night's show, Bee had this to say about Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka Trump, who works at the White House, chose to post the second most oblivious tweet we've seen this week. You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
In case you can't read lips, she called Ivanka the C word, like the worst word you can use on television to describe a woman. But it's okay, because she couched it by saying she's a mother. A way to obscure a valid political point by devolving into gross and lazy ad hominem. Also, welcome to the Misogynists Club. It's you and Keith Olbermann. Congratulations. To her credit, Bee did offer up a mea culpa for the segment, tweeting this afternoon. I would like to sincerely apologize to Ivanka Trump and to my viewers for using an expletive on my show to describe her last night. It was inappropriate and inexcusable. I crossed a line and I deeply regret it. TBS also issued a statement apologizing for their role in the segment, saying in part, those words should not have been aired. It was our mistake, too, and we regret it. Speaking of Keith Olbermann, that has-been was just rehired by Disney-owned ESPN for the sixth time. Yes, the same Disney that just fired Roseanne. He has a well-documented history of misogyny and degrading attacks on women. Just a few examples. He referred to Michelle Malkin as a, quote, big mashed up piece of meat with lipstick on it. He said of Ann Coulter, if this guy wants to live his life as a woman, I'm going to back his choice up 100%. And of course, he said of me once, she's a perfect demonstration of the necessity of the work Planned Parenthood does. It's a great look for you, Disney. Way to say to all of your female viewers, up yours.
I like that. But the best came from Greg Gutfeld from The Five on Fox. I love this one. This is the explanation of Samantha Bee's Ivanka tirade through the eyes of Greg Gutfeld.
It feels like we're on an outrage superhighway.
Yes.
And it's all driven by emotion, which creates these moments where people say things. And then those moments become opportunities for scalps. Right. And the scalps are then, you know, because if I don't like your politics, I'm going to get your scalp and vice versa. That leads to companies reacting in fear, firing people, suspending people because they see the pitchforks amassing as a mob. But here's the thing. Samantha Bee apologized, and I believe you should always accept an apology, even though I know no one's going to return the favor to me. This is what, and
I apologize.
I would say this for everybody here at the table, that people are coming after you and waiting for you to slip up at any moment.
Yes,
there are organizations that are paid millions, that have sponsors that just wait for us to screw up so they can go after your advertisers, go after your livelihood, your career. So, but we don't do that. Like, I would not say that to Samantha Bee. I would not say it. She apologized. That's fine. But I know that there's an industry of knives waiting for all of us. And I realize the only solution is that we have to do it back to them so it becomes this mutually assured destruction. But I don't want to do that. Why can't we just stop doing this?
I love that. Greg Gutfeld from The Five. And he's right. Media Matters for America listens to shows like this and others. And Sean Hannity and Rush and Levin and Wayne Allen Root. They listen to these programs and they monitor what we say. And if we step outside the lines at all, they are ready to make us pay.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My fellow Trump, Reagan, conservative Republicans, the party of President Lincoln. My name is Mitchell T. Tracy, and I am a Trump Republican running for Clark County Commission in District F. This primary race is very important. I need your support and your vote. My opponent has given thousands and thousands of dollars to Harry Reid and Catherine Cortez Masto and supported Democrats for over the past 17 years. I stand for what President Trump stands for. I stand for what President Reagan stood for. I will stand up for you and fight for you, we the people of Clark County. Please do not be fooled by my opponent and do your homework. Contact your friends and family. Make sure they vote for me too. The only true Republican, Mitchell T. Tracy, for Clark County Commissioner District F. To find out more about me and my campaign, go to MitchellTracy.com. I'm Mitchell T. Tracy, and I approve this message, paid for by friends of Mitchell Tracy.
For those of you that are unaware, early voting is going on right now all across the state of Nevada. And in fact, I'm going to early vote this weekend. Meant to do it last weekend, didn't get it done. But I'm going to get it done this weekend. And I hope you will, too. This is a vitally important election all across the state of Nevada. There are forces within our state that believe in open borders. They believe in sanctuary cities. And they desperately want to turn Nevada into California East. They really honestly believe that utopia across the border in the People's Republic of California is what we need here in Nevada. And nothing could be further from the truth. That's why I implore you, if you don't have anything to do for lunch today, or even if you your travels today take you, for instance, Arroyo Crossing in southwest Las Vegas is where I'll be early voting. If you're in that neighborhood, stop by, vote, get her done. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, don't forget, Wayne Allen Root is next. Live and local, now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know, I know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag vote Brent to 53445. That's hashtag vote Brent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for lieutenant governor. Go to VoteBrentJones.com. That's VoteBrentJones.com.
Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.